Today, on the fifth installment of My Story, we get an update on Jalen Celestine's journey towards his dreams. He discusses his senior year of high school, how a season-long injury derailed his final year, how his school year ended early due to COVID-19, his thoughts on the civil rights issues that's rising throughout this world, and so much more. South Shore Rive is available wherever you listen to your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and now Google Podcasts. Used to be Google Play, but now Google Podcasts. These are just some of the places that you can tune in. Listen, rate, review, and subscribe to all of the shows from South Shore Rive Radio. 5-star ratings and the like button is the best way that you can show me love, so it doesn't cost you a thing. I thank you in advance. And I'm going to revel in your love with a glass of wine. Kim Crawford, to be exact. And I'm going to sip it with my pinky up. My left pinky. My left one. Yeah. And to check out my entire catalog of podcast shows, make sure you subscribe to SouthShoreAv.com. Once again, that's SouthShoreAv.com. This is my story on South Shore Ave Radio. Every single one of us has a story to tell. And on the fifth installment, Jalen shares his. I'll let him tell it.
My name is Jalen Celestine, and this is my story.
Talk about the injury that you had this year. How did it happen?
So I think it happened in like September. I started feeling it. I was just like overplaying, not giving my body enough time to rest and recover. I thought it was shin splint, so I kept playing on the injured shin. I visited California like end of October, and when I came back, my first workout back, I think it was tryouts actually for a high school team, and I felt it like a sharp pain in my shin, and that's when I said I couldn't do it anymore. And I went to go get physio, got an X-ray, got an MRI, and then I found out that I had a stress fracture in my tibia.
Were you frustrated with the process of how long everything was taking?
It took a long time for many reasons. One, I think it was because I was still growing. So that kind of delayed the process. And I don't know. It just took longer than I expected. It was a frustrating year. Unfortunately, I missed the whole... I was unable to play the whole senior season. So that was kind of hard for me, but I still have fun.
How did it feel watching your team play and continue on while you had to watch?
It was bittersweet because at the same time, I want to play badly. It's hard, like, sitting out when you know you could help, you know you can contribute to the game, especially when it's a blowout game, you don't really notice it as much, honestly. But when it's, like, a close game, like, you travel to Hawaii and you're playing against one of the top 10 teams in the country and you just can't play, like, that's when it hits you. But at the same time, you're happy for your teammates. Those are, like, my brothers, so they're my roommates. So I'm with them 24/7. So at the same time, I was happy. Like, if you check the film, I was, like, the first person up on the bench. And everything, like cheering on with my crutches and my boots. So it was definitely bittersweet.
What did you learn from this?
I think I learned patience. There was a guy that went to Lujai the year before me. He's a freshman at Wichita State right now. And like I go to him for like advice. Tyson Etienne. He's very mature, like very, very mature, like very pro mindset. So I was just like talking to him, and he told me patience is key. And then he told me, especially because I got hurt after, like, in a way, master it like as much as I can for now. That's what was in the back of my head, because sometimes it was really frustrating, even physio and everything. So patience is, I definitely learned patience. Well, in general, I say that I'm more than a basketball player, because like for the past, I want to say like grade 8, I started taking basketball serious. I played like competitively. So ever since then, like that's all I did. Every summer I was traveling for a tournament or something. So this year, I was more so just a student. I was more involved in different things. I was reading more. So yeah, I'd say I'm more than just a basketball player.
So you felt like you grew? Did you grow in a sense?
Yeah, I definitely grew. This season, it was, even though it was hard, there was definitely its positives from it. Like I said, patience, and I grew. I picked up reading again. I definitely feel like I grew. And the people around me, wow, I feel like could say the same thing.
Now, how did the coronavirus situation affect you being in New York while it was exploding?
It affected me, only like one way I say is because our state championship got canceled. We got to like the semifinals and then it got canceled. But for me, even though I could have played, I was still like hurting because one, like I wanted to win. Like I felt confident that my team would bring back home the back-to-back chip. So that sucked. Like we couldn't even just figure out if we were the best team. Like I don't know. It was just hard because we were expecting to go play and hopefully compete for a championship. And then obviously it got shut down. But after that, it's been pretty positive because I got to come home way earlier than I normally do. Mm-hmm. I'm home for like 3 months now, which is the longest I've been home in 3 years.
How rare was it for you to have school end the way that it did, not being able to see or be around your classmates and your teammates?
The just missing states is probably the only bad part, I'd say. It was definitely an adjustment because for one, I haven't done homework at home like in Ajax in Toronto since I was 15. So it's definitely weird having my mom ask me if I was doing my work 24/7 and having it online. That was that, or my sister in the room beside me. So yeah, it was definitely an adjustment, but it sucks that I had to leave my friends and like my New York family early, but at the same time, I'm just kind of happy I got to come home and spend this time with my family.
How was the adjustment in terms of that, as you haven't been home for the last few years?
I always come up for the summer, and like maybe a week, maybe a couple of days during Christmas break, but I don't know. Home-cooked meals is definitely a benefit, but moms are going to have the mom mentality, even though I'm not used to being home and like being like not so much told what to do, but like following their rules as much, like having to wash my, like everyone's dish and all that, more so just wash your own plate or throw out your paper plate. When I was at school, it was like throw out a paper plate. Now I'm washing dishes for 4 people. So yeah, that was definitely an adjustment.
It was back to basics.
Yeah, back to the basics for sure. Especially when I was on crutches, because I couldn't leave the house. And then I was quarantined for the 14 days too. So I was just locked in the house.
What was that period for you like?
Oh, it was torture. Because I was on crutches, so I couldn't even move around the house. Never let's go outside. I was just on crutches. I was just like either in my room or on the living room couch. Just bored in a boot. So like that was hard, but that 14 day period was very, very hard on me.
And you almost got stuck in New York too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a football kid from Toronto actually that goes to my school, and he just came home like 3 weeks ago, I want to say, maybe less. Like he's been stuck there the whole time with his host family. Cause I think Trudeau said, I can't remember what day it was, but I remember it was a Wednesday. He said you have like Wednesday to come home, and then his parents couldn't come pick him up, so he was just stuck there. And like school was closed, and like he was with his host family. His host family is a great family though, so like kudos to them. Like they like did as much as they could, but he still went from home for like 3 months while everyone's at home, no school. So yeah, I'm happy that didn't happen to me. I got picked up on the Saturday. I left on Sunday, I think, and the border closed on the Wednesday. So yeah, I would have been sick if I got stuck.
Seeing that this last few months has been so much bigger than basketball at this point, what have you learned about yourself and about life throughout this process?
What I learned about myself? Honestly, I didn't really learn anything about myself, anything new about myself personally. I'm just trying to just do what I can, like help like in any way, whether it be for like the corona, just give advice to like someone younger than me, or like my little bit of knowledge that I have on like the racial things going on in the world, like try to educate some people if I can. That's about it. But I wouldn't say I really learned anything about myself personally during 2020.
And have you had a chance to reflect on the situation regarding, I guess, the coronavirus and just the whole quarantine situation and social distancing and being around people or not being around people?
Honestly, like it sucks, but at the same time, I kind of didn't mind it because I wouldn't say I'm like antisocial in any means, but I also like my alone time and like my peace. Like I like hanging out with like a certain group, but after that, it's like I'm cool just like chilling by myself, just chilling my room, listening to music, because I'm always traveling by myself, like, I'm a kid from Canada, so I always have to travel to New York by myself, go to a camp by myself. I'm always used to just being in my own little zone, So it honestly didn't affect me as much as it did others.
How does the George Floyd situation affect you as a young man?
I want to say, like, I say I'm blessed, but it just shows like it's really crazy what's going on, because it shows that even though we think the needle is moved for like racial justice, I guess, like we want to say that it moved, it really didn't. It really hasn't moved as much as we think it has from, like, I don't, like, before my time. Like, the same things are going on. Now we see a little bit of change, but I still think there's a lot more to go. And it's good to see that a lot of celebrities, no matter what their race are, like Black, white, Spanish, Middle Eastern, and, like, whatever they are, Asian, like, whatever they are, a lot of celebrities, a lot of people are, like, powerful voices, like a good like following behind them, are speaking out about it. And I think that's where, like, especially in today's age of social media, I'm not really a fan. Like, I love social media, but I couldn't care if like one day just disappeared. But I think this is a good thing with social media right now, is that we're able to use our platforms. People with, like, a great following, able to use their platforms for good.
And has it educated you in a sense? Yeah, with all the stuff happening too.
Yeah, I've definitely learned a few things about what's going on. It's good to see other people's point of views too, like celebrities that you not look up to, but like you like follow on Instagram or like you follow on Twitter. Like, it's pretty cool to see like what they think, because a lot of people are speaking out about it, whether their opinion I agree with or disagree with. It's pretty cool to see where they stand on everything.
What is it you're looking to see going forward in terms of change?
I just want to see everyone to be treated equally. Just if I'm driving a car, I shouldn't be more likely to get pulled over than my friend that's white. Or like, I don't know, just like the basic things, like the things I feel like everyone should want to see, just the basic equality things. Jobs should be given not because of your race, because of what your mind's like, you know, like your actual like what you could contribute to the corporation or something like that. I feel like things are changing, but we obviously know we have a long way to go. I just want to see everything. It's how it should be, in harmony.
In terms of your generation, your peers in your generation, how does your generation take the mantle to make things better?
I've seen a lot of kids my age post about it, which I guess is good, but only to a certain extent. Like, you actually have to do more, and like it's beyond social media. You can use social media as a good platform, but it also goes way beyond that. So I've seen a lot of kids lead protests, be a part of protests, make petitions, a lot of things. Like, I've seen a lot of kids my age, older, younger, do a lot of positive things, and it's honestly a good thing to see, which is what I think is really great.
And do you think of what you want to do in terms of making things better, like personally?
Any way I can, I want to like help make a change. One person I kind of like, I don't want to say I look up to, I want to look up to a lot of people. I like Jaylen Brown a lot, and it just happens he actually went to Cal. But like, I think his mindset, like, he's a lot more mature than his age, and like his, like, what he's doing, and like leading peaceful protests with other celebrities from his area, like, I think, like, using his platform for good, I think that's something that I want to be a part of. And then people like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like Muhammad Ali, like, those people I look up to too, because they're athletes that like helped.
Yeah,
they helped.
And he's a good role model, actually, Jaylen Brown.
Which one, Jaylen Brown? Yeah, yeah, for sure. He's giving speeches at Harvard. Like, he's doing it. Like, I remember, because we have the same academic counselor.
Okay.
And then he said that Jaylen, because Jaylen knew he was going to the NBA, like, after he was going to be a one and done. So they put him in, I think, like, some hard, I'm not sure, I don't want to like say it and be wrong, but they put him in, like, I don't know, I want to say, like, a senior class or something. Just because, like, you just wanted to see where his mind was at. Like, I like that. I like that kind of things.
Have you ever had any encounters with racism personally?
I mean, like, no one, like, ran up to my face and called me the N-word before. But I've definitely felt the tension, like, when you walk into a room. Like, if you're, specifically when I went down south, we go to a tournament in Tennessee, and you see a bunch of Confederate flags, like, dudes in pickup trucks, and they're looking at you different. You walk into a Walmart, as big as Walmart is, you feel like it just gets quiet when you walk in. Because, like, it's just you, like, your dad, like, a tall 6'7" black guy, your mom, and another one of your teammates just walk in, all like African Americans, and like you just see the whole Walmart just goes quiet like a church mouse. If you go to like a private school and stuff, I was lucky enough to go to North Carolina my first year in the States, and it was an amazing school. But one thing I would say is that it wasn't as diverse, which I guess it makes sense because in North Carolina it was like a rich private school. But like sometimes a lot of people are amazing people, like amazed they'll do anything for you. Like there's a lot of amazing people there, but at the same time you still felt like when you walked in there was still like, it wasn't like Toronto like what I was used to. You can still feel that racial tension for sure.
Now that you're transitioning from high school to college, what has that process been like for you, especially during this weird period of time right now?
I was trying to get my mind right. My mom's been trying to get me to visualize a lot, like since I was 15, I'd say, and I'm just starting to pick it up in my later years. But I was visualizing a lot, like picturing myself doing well on the test or in the lecture hall. And then for basketball wise, just getting my body right as much as I can, doing the workouts that the coaching staff has sent me to do over here, and just trying to stay in shape as much as I can and get my mind right.
You haven't been cleared technically yet. I know a lot of that has to do with everything shutting down during this whole quarantine process. But with that said, what has the rehab process been like for you?
It's been long. It's definitely been long. It has up and downs. Some days are really easy, more like them just being hands-on, and some are more like having to do a lot of like exercises. And those days can be challenging because I was off my leg for so long that like my whole right side just shot. Like it just completely just inactive. Like my butt was so weak. Like everything was just weak. So like it was definitely had some hard times. The hard times came in New York, because that's when I came down here, like everything shut down. So when I was in New York, it was a lot more do this exercise. And I physically just felt like I couldn't. So there's a lot of just patience with that. And then, yeah, it's been good. I've been blessed to have a lot of good doctors around me in New York and over here in Ajax. I've been getting in good contact with the coaching staff that handles like that part of athletics, like the physio and the rehab part, the strength and conditioning part at Cal. And like, so far, everything seems amazing. Like, I love those guys. So they've been giving me good advice and everything like that.
What would you like to say to your family at Lehigh, now that you've graduated? And congratulations, by the way.
I don't know, a lot of emotions towards it. Sad that if we had to end like that, we couldn't have a proper prom or graduation. But it just shows a lot of classes won't be able to say that they lived through a pandemic. Mm-hmm. That was like their class. So we did it. A lot of hard times, but just shows how strong of a class we were and like how well knit we were, because we still kept in contact. We still had our own Zoom, our personal Zoom meetings. We still played video games together. So like, I love you guys, and I'll be in my heart.
And what do you have to say to your new family at University of California, Berkeley?
I'm excited for the journey. I can't really say as much on that yet because I haven't started my career there. On and off the court, but I just want to say I'm excited, and hopefully I can continue with what Coach Fox and the coaching staff has planned, and then off the court just be a Berkeley student, represent the school in the best way.
And how's that connection been between you and your new coach, Coach Fox?
It's been good. He's been keeping in contact with me. He FaceTimes me every once in a while. He sends me texts, how are we doing in the group chat. Messaging privately. All the coaching staff's actually been doing a good job of keeping in contact with players. I feel like I'm a part of a family, which is a good thing, because I know a lot of programs aren't like that, and they're more distant, they don't talk to the coach and everything. But I honestly feel like at Cal we have that family atmosphere. We speak about what's going on in today's world, in like America, with the virus and the racial things that are going on in America. So I definitely feel like it's a good spot for sure. I love it so far.
Okay, so you're able to have those free flowing conversations, even regarding everything that's happening.
Yeah, and then Coach Fox, he obviously acknowledges the fact that he's not black, but he's trying his best to help, and he's taking a break from talking and trying to listen. He's trying to learn, which I really appreciate, and I really want to like applaud him for that. And all the coaches that aren't African American, Coach Harriman, Coach Ford, Coach Bender, Coach Parsons. all those guys, they're really like listening, which I like, and they're also like trying to help in their own way, which I really appreciate.
That's really good. So it gives you a little bit of a better bond going into.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And within the midst of this chaotic year, what are you looking forward to heading to Berkeley?
Because I'm going this summer, hopefully like mid-July. I mean, middle July. So I'm looking forward to the online school because obviously I'm looking forward for basketball, but I'm excited to see what university classes are like, and it's online. I get to be in the dorms. It should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And then for basketball, I haven't played a real game since, I don't know, like July. I played one preseason game in October or September, but realistically, just July was my last time playing a real game. So getting back on the basketball court would be pretty fun too.
And I guess the last question is, off the court, is there anything you're looking forward to in terms of being in a new city, being on the West Coast?
I'm definitely looking forward to like seeing what the West Coast vibe is like. A lot of people said I'm like, it suits my personality, which I don't really understand yet. I have to go out there and check it out, but I'm looking forward to it. I have a couple teammates from California actually, and one incoming freshman, Monty Bowser, supposed to be my roommate. He's okay. From Oakland, so he said he would give me a tour. Like everything, we'll go like shopping, whatever. Like we'll see, like I don't know, like the downtown, like everything. So he said he'd give me a tour of it, so I'm looking forward to it. And comparing it to the places I've been: North Carolina, Charlotte, New York, and then Toronto, obviously. I just want to give a shout out to everyone during these hard times that are trying to help people, that are trying to learn and better themselves in these types of situations. I know it's not easy for anyone. Just keep pushing, and we'll figure it out. I believe you can do it. And that's a wrap. 32 out.
Thank you for listening to the fifth installment of My Story. Make sure you stay on track right here on South Shore Ave Radio to keep up with Jalen's journey as he recovers from his injuries, deals with this COVID way of life as he heads west to the University of California, Berkeley to begin his basketball scholarship. Thanks again for tuning in. Keep up with all of the shows from South Shore Ave Radio by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to all of the shows from this network. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts are just some of the places you can listen to this network. And make sure you subscribe to SouthShoreAve.com. Once again, that's SouthShoreAve.com to check out my entire catalog of podcast shows. Once again, that's SouthShoreAve.com. Season 5 of The Stoop will be out soon. It'll be out in a few weeks. I'll give you a date soon. We're going to do it a little differently this year. I'll keep you posted. This is My Story on South Shore Ave Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the fifth installment. Until the sixth installment, peace. We out.